From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. In Haiti, preliminary results have been announced in the nation's long-fought presidential race. Haitian election officials say that singer Michel Martelly has emerged victorious with nearly 68% of the vote. If Martelly's preliminary victory holds up to appeals, he'll take office in May. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports on one of the key issues that will be waiting for him.
In a country where unemployment hovers around 80% and nearly a million people remain homeless after the 2010 earthquake, it's surprising that on the top of many voters' list of demands is education. 26-year-old Gilles Lugine waited 3 hours in the scorching sun to cast his vote for candidate Michel Martelly. Lugine, who's unemployed, says he went for Martelly because he promised free education to all of Haiti's children. Martelly, a 50-year-old popular singer, made free education a key part of his campaign. So did his opponent, Mirlan Maniga. The 70-year-old university administrator drew much support from Haiti's students. And that's not a huge constituency. Only half of all children in Haiti actually get an education. On this dusty Port-au-Prince street, 12-year-old Similan Nixon and his 13-year-old brother, Achel Jackson, spend their days playing soccer. Both don't go to school. It's getting dark and they're holding two empty buckets. They're headed to a nearby trash-filled ravine to bathe.
Do they want to go to school?
Est-ce que nous voulons aller à l'école?
Oui.
Yes, we do.
Why can they not go to school?
Pour qu'ils ne soient pas capables d'aller à l'école qu'on y a.
Aïe. Pas qu'on ait l'argent.
There is no money.
In Haiti, nearly 80% of schools are private.
Là, nous avons agréé.
At this Catholic school in the Port-au-Prince suburb of Pétionville, 70 kids, all in bright blue uniforms, are studying French. Father Bonnet François is the principal.
L'éducation en Haïti aujourd'hui paraît très très difficile.
Educating children in Haiti right now is very difficult, François says. He has so many parents who owe more than a year of back tuition. Even before the earthquake, there weren't enough schools or qualified teachers. According to the government, 4,000 schools were destroyed in the quake, and as many as 1,300 teachers died. Private schools clearly try to fill the gap, but with little government oversight, quality ranges from the better-off religious schools to neighborhood shops like the one run by Marie Weslin Faucher.
One day, I had a dream.
I saw exactly a bus.
In my dream, I saw a bus carrying a lot of school children.
She says the bus stopped in front of her house and let the kids out. So she opened a school. With 65 students and 4 teachers, she struggles to keep the doors open.
C'est année ça après événement.
She says the only time the government ever helped out was last year after the quake. She received money to pay a month of her teacher's salaries. But she says no one ever inspects the school. The Haitian government has drafted a 5-year plan to revamp the system. With funding from donors like USAID and the Inter-American Development Bank, the goal is to build 150 new schools, train 5,000 teachers, and give all school kids the first 9 years of education free. Louis Hearns Marcelin is an anthropologist at the University of Miami and also heads a higher education consortium in Haiti. He says sometimes it feels like the politicians are living in outer space.
Unless we are living in planet Mars, I don't see, how we are going to get to the objectives that they fix, because the objectives themselves, they are not well-grounded.
He says he's glad education is getting such high-profile treatment, but he doubts the government's lofty objectives can be met in 5 years. Father Bonnet François, the principal from the private Catholic school, says he wants to believe the candidates too.
Parce que les enfants sont l'avenir de demain. On n'a pas d'autre choix.
We really have no other choice than to help the children, says François. They are Haiti's future. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.